Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God in Scripture, Revelation chapter 19, verses 14 through 16. You ready for this? This is from the Apostle John as he saw these things taking place in the vision he had. The armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it all started in a manger with a helpless baby born of a virgin, Jesus. And moved to a cross, Jesus became there our sacrificial lamb. But on the final day, Jesus will come to judge with justice. John saw heaven open with power, the one called Faithful and True, the one called the Word of God, the one dressed in a robe dipped in blood, was riding a white horse. His eyes were ablaze. Many crowns adorned his head. The armies of heaven followed his lead, and he came to make final restitution. And just in case his identity is unclear, written on his flowing robe is the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No longer contained in a body of a baby, no longer attached to a cross, on that day he will come with the fury of the wrath of the Almighty, powerful. And all who follow him know his strength and his love. And on that day, when he comes riding the white horse, that day when he comes with his eyes ablaze, that day when he comes with a sharp sword, that day you'll be glad you're on his side. Don't you want to be on the side of Jesus? And if you haven't done that, trust in him alone as the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord Jesus, thank you that there will be no judgment or condemnation for those who know you. Thank you for your work on the cross that covers us on the day of your judgment. Thank you. Thank you for covering us on the day of your judgment. And we will, in honor and glory, bow before you and proclaim what we have been proclaiming all of our life, right? Jesus, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.